DW. ما تسولني على الترواش كل كلا فينا المال شكون مستفد من جوج بحور ومقالي على الرماش. I don't want anything from this country. I just want to console myself. I want equality, something to eat while others make a profit. We have lost hope and also the voice to scream.
Tough words. As tough as the part of the world where Moroccan rapper Gnawi is from. You just heard a verse from his track Asha Shab, or Long Live the People. His music video has been viewed on YouTube more than 21 million times, likely thanks in part to the legal proceedings he's had to go through. These days, Gnawi has also made a name for himself outside of Morocco. Gnawi and two other rappers denounce injustice, the poor prospects offered to youth, and the greediness of the wealthy.
It's unnecessary to ask about the riches of the person who embezzled the money. He who mines phosphate, who owns the largest companies and who calls the whole country his own, and yet is still looking for more wealth.
In Morocco, this line is considered a direct criticism of the king himself, which is punishable in the country. But officially, at least, it wasn't this song which sent Gnawi to prison. Instead, authorities allege Gnawi insulted the police on a video posted to Instagram, where he accuses them of treating him poorly during a police check. The video quickly made the rounds on social media, and Gnawi soon explained the post during an interview with news website Akbarona.
I didn't offend anyone. I just criticized. Those who treated me this way should go to prison. If we really do live in a state that's under the rule of law, thousands of people are mistreated every day and nobody talks about it. At least I have a voice and people listen to me.
But the police see matters differently. They sued the rapper for insulting officials, and they won. Gnawi was sentenced to 1 year in prison and fined about 100 euros. Amina Lakhbabi, who works for the human rights organization AMDH, says his music was the main reason for his arrest.
This judgment is one of revenge and injustice. We all know that his song, Long Live the People, is the reason for his arrest. That's why he was convicted.
On the day of the verdict, a few dozen people came to the prison in Rabat Saleh to show their support for the rapper. They call out, Long Live the People, the title of his controversial song. The Moroccan Minister for Human Rights, Mustafa Ramid, is not a fan of the song. For him, the title alone is repulsive, provocative, and even an attack on the institutions of the state. So how far can you go in artistic freedom and freedom of expression before you break the law? That's what Morocco is grappling with once again. Because it's not the first time a Moroccan rapper has been sent to prison based on the content of their music. Clap Dawla, or Dogs of the State, is the title of a song by the rapper Muad Belgouat. To him, police officers are the dogs of the state. He accuses them of corruption and abuse of power. You are paid to protect the citizens and not to collect money for your boss, Muad raps in one line. The lyrics are typical for a track from the rapper, who also calls himself El Hakid, meaning the outraged.
I call my music hip-hop of the prisoners. I consider all of us to be prisoners. We're all caught up in ideologies, in conventions, in poverty. We're not free. I want to express all of this through my music.
El Hakid said this 7 years ago, before he was sentenced. He too was convicted of civil servant insult shortly afterwards. Like Gnawi, human rights activists quickly suspected his arrest was based on the content of his songs. Today, the rapper lives in Brussels, far away from Morocco. El Hakid and Gnawi both come from the poor suburban areas of big cities like Rabat and Casablanca. They articulate the worries and needs of angry young people, and there are many of them in Morocco. The rappers push the limits with their lyrics, which sometimes means going beyond them. This has turned them into street heroes of sorts. People respect their opinions. Even children wear t-shirts bearing pictures of their idols. They often know the lyrics by heart. Rap and hip-hop have long been a part of Moroccan youth and music culture. Artists are regularly invited to major festivals held in the country. But at the same time, the government is trying to draw and establish boundaries, as government spokesperson Hassan Abiaba alluded to at a recent press conference.
Every song, no matter what it is, has to respect the rights of citizens as well as the basics and principles by which Moroccans were raised.
Officially, the three Moroccan principles are God, Fatherland, and King. Anyone who disrespects them must face the consequences. This also applies to social media. A well-known Moroccan YouTuber was recently arrested after he called his fellow citizens donkeys and said they were cowards because they didn't stand up enough against rampant corruption. Even the Moroccan king wasn't spared in his scolding tirade. Unsurprisingly, his video got a lot of clicks and landed him in prison.
DW.